Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and in the redistricting litigation. Wisconsin Supreme Court has just announced on a 4-3 vote that they will take the redistricting case that the Republicans want them to take. Republicans have gone to the state courts and the Wisconsin Supreme Court because they have a 4-3 majority to have the Wisconsin Supreme Court take over the redistricting when Voss puts in a crooked redistricting scheme and Evers vetoes it. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court can appoint Gableman to be the special master, who will then will sit down with Voss and take direction, and the Supreme Court will ratify it. And if it's not Gableman, if it's not election McClown face Gableman, it'll be some other McClown face. We can't have that, so the Democrats went in first to federal court. The federal court set a January trial date. Scheduled a January trial date. What happens when there is conflicting jurisdiction exercised by a state and federal court? Well, ultimately, if it went up through the chain, it would go to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they would decide. There is a certain deference by federal courts to state courts interpreting state law. But some of these claims are based on federal law, the U.S. Constitution. Secondly, there's some deference, not overwhelming, to the first filed. And the first one filed was in federal court. So what I expect will happen is the Wisconsin Supreme Court is taking it. One disturbing statement by Rebecca Bradley, who's not related to Ann Walsh Bradley. Ann Walsh Bradley is a Democrat. She's been on the court a long time. Rebecca Bradley, not as long, and she's a Republican. Rebecca Bradley said publicly in her opinion that this does not belong in federal court. It belongs in state court. I don't think that was tactically wise of her to do. That's obviously what their motivation is. But the federal court is the 800-pound gorilla. If a federal judge says he has jurisdiction or she has jurisdiction, and it goes up to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals and they agree, then it goes to the U.S. Supreme Court. State courts generally are deferential until the highest federal court rules that they should have been deferred to. So in this case, it could very well be that the federal courts will say, well, you know, redistricting is a state matter normally, and the Wisconsin Supreme Court can handle those kinds of jurisdictional issues, constitutional issues, and all that. So we'll defer to them. It's possible. It's also possible that Brian Hagedorn is one of the four that he takes it. He has been very fair on one area of jurisprudence, and that is having to do with the Constitution and the elections. He voted to certify Joe Biden as president, even though I would assume he voted for Trump. He's a Republican. I don't know. He also slowed the tossing off of the rolls of voters. He also threw a couple of people off the ballot who were defective as far as the formalities and getting on it. It could very well be they take it, and then Voss's plan is vetoed by Evers, and he'd have a lot to say of who the special master will be. And if they try to put on Clownface McGableman, Gableman McClownface, Gableman, that kind of people, he may say no. And then it's 4-3 the other way. And when they finally do put somebody on, he's very capable of looking at it and saying, well, you know something? I don't think this is quite right. I don't think Sheboygan County should be cut up four ways and Greene County, which is the case right now. And where there shouldn't be packing and cracking. And there shouldn't be all the inner city votes in Milwaukee loaded into 90% districts so they can't have an effect anywhere else. Same with Madison. He might vote for fair maps. I do not know. But there is a failsafe here, which is that the federal government, the federal courts also have the case pending. And that case right now, pending, that case is set for trial in January. And we'll see what happens, see if they decide to take it. So stand by. This is essential if you care about the next 10 years. In this show, we get a lot of calls in about FAIR maps, a lot of calls in that I generate. I generate the topic about gerrymandering, crooked gerrymandering. But we're going to have those calls for 10 more years to the year 2030 if this thing goes wrong and if they put in crooked maps again. On a lighter note, I need something light to finish this off. I don't know how light this is. Remember Mike Lindell, the pillow man? The pillow man, Mike Lindell, the guy with the mustache, conspiracy guy, the pillow man. He originally said that Donald Trump would be restored to the presidency in August. And there were signs up for that. People believed it. August came and went. August came and went. Trump was not restored to the presidency. Then Mike Lindell had a vision, an epiphany. It was revealed to him that Trump would be restored in September. Well, this is September. It's coming to the end of September. Trump's nowhere in sight. I'm pleased to announce that Mike Lindell just announced yesterday that Trump will be restored to the presidency by Thanksgiving. In other words, this time he skipped October. Mike, I am very, very dismayed. I'm dismayed, frankly, that you skipped October. Why skip October? Well, he's cautious. Now, on Thanksgiving Day, I predict he will say Trump will be restored by Christmas. Now, look, let me tell you something. In the year 999, that was over 1,000 years ago, everybody thought the world would end in the year 1,000. They're very superstitious. A lot of people gave away their possessions to the church, to, you know, the poor, whatever, whatever. And then they walked around serene. And on New Year's Day, the year 1,000, they looked up in the sky waiting to be taken away by a chariot. And guess what? Nothing happened. And they no longer had their property and they wanted it back. And so they went, tried to take it back. People resisted, very sad. But there were people then who said, well, it'll be, the world will end next year. And then next year. And then in the year 1100, and of course you won't be around and so on. And there are still people now. I mean, a big joke in cartoons, the end of the world, the end of the world is near. This is Mike Lindell, Trump will now be restored by Thanksgiving. Another favorite topic of my discussion, a sad topic, Lauren Boebert. Remember from Rifle, Colorado, Lauren Boebert, packed a Glock, packed heat on the floor, Congress. She's crazy, flat out crazy. It just came out that she used Venmo to make payments from her campaign account for personal expenses, rent, and other things. That is illegal. The FEC has called her on it. They're investigating their threatening action. This is Lauren Boebert. This is sad. This person has no business being in Congress. Coming to the end of the show, great show, some great topics. Good to be back. I want to thank Pizza Box Mike, my friend again, co-host, for filling in while I was gone. Pizza Box Mike has a great show, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box, Saturdays at noon. Stand by for some great programming, starting with Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram. Good evening, good Saturday programming. Matt Flynn Direct, signing off till Monday. Matt Flynn Direct, back same time, same place on Monday. Have a good weekend.